You wanna report on what the truth is? Roaring intrusive, exclusive. My two cents is long for the nuisance. The periodicals I used to read for the news clips. Now nothing but the truth. I get my tea for the blueprints. Peruse with the info, glued in with kinfolk. Whether good or bad, it be the news that we tend for. I render my thoughts to the game, my mind blenders. So I blaze the facts with the truth, my grind splendor. Nobody beats the biz. I was taught so I be the biz. Put respect on our name when you talking to Gina kids. You usually don't hear me, but on the contrary, I told sis to be my wish to give them this for the daily. Mwah.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Nothing But the Truth with your girl, Miss Truth.
And your bro, Blaze.
Bro.
Building. Bro.
Bro.
What's up, y'all? How y'all been? How y'all been?
Y'all.
We in back in this bitch.
How?
Hello. Hello. Can I get a year? I'm over here acting like, what's the name? Let me stop.
Okay, whatever. So, all right. Welcome to a brand new episode. You understand? Shout out to all of those who've been tuned in, locked in.
Facts. Last week's live stream was pretty dope.
It was. Shout out to everybody who was in tune. You feel me? The game is on, so we're not going to go live, but we are recording. So, by the time you see this, listen to this, you should be seeing this at the same time. Period. Okay, all right.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Some of your people's been following me.
Some of my people?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Listen, we are a fan.
Like, they come and be like, oh, yo,
like
you got that podcast with Miss Truth, right? And I'd be like, huh? And they'd be like, yeah. And it's just like, yo, bro, like, why you gotta press me like that? Like, okay, you listen to the show? Okay, that's what's up. That's a fact.
Listen, some of your friends be following me too. You feel me? Like, what's up? What's the vibes? Hey, pull up, friends.
No.
Blaze friends, pull up. You feel me?
No.
It's on some calm shit. Relax. I'm not you. Jesus.
Here we go.
All right, it's time for the game. You ready?
What's the game this week? Hit me. Hit me with the bullshit.
Listen, for those who don't know, y'all know.
Hit me with the bullshit.
I'm gonna say for those who don't know, y'all know. For those who don't know, Blaze 95% of the time never knows what I come up with for the game. He comes, he sits down, he sits his ass right there in that motherfucking seat, and then he hears the game, just like y'all do. So this week is Who Said That? Beef Lyrics Edition.
Oh, no, I'm failing already. Fuck that.
So, for example, I will say the lyric like, first off, fuck that bitch and the click you claim. West side when we ride, come and quit with game. We playing to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys. So I would read that lyric.
And then I would tell you who said that.
And then you would tell me who said it.
That's
right?
Not fair because I ain't gonna pick no line. You even tell me you was gonna have that type
don't
of game.
Don't matter. You can't
see,
be.
See how she
you
be treating me, y'all? Y'all see it.
You can't
live. Y'all see it being recorded now.
Prepared.
Y'all gonna see in person. That's cap because the last couple of games we played, I was prepared. So what are you talking about?
Prepared. That's being prepared. If I tell you what the shit is, you gonna start Googling motherfucking lyrics. And that's cheating.
How am I Googling it? I'm gonna pick.
If I tell you what the game was, and I told you that it was Who Said That Beef Edition, you gonna start looking up lyrics, right? Exactly. That's cheating.
So you didn't look up lyrics?
No. Per, you ready? Let me know when you're ready. You need a minute? You need a minute?
You full of shit.
You need a minute? Let me know.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead. I'm ready to fail this fucking game.
Alright, I'm gonna start off. I'm gonna scope the scenery out. I'ma scope the scenery out. And then we're gonna, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna start off light and then we're gonna work our way up. Okay. You ready? Are you ready? You ready?
You gonna start?
I'm asking you a question.
I've been said let's go.
Alright, boom. Alright.
She gotta be
I will
so
not be
nice
sing, I will not be giving it the cadence either because I feel like that would be easy as well.
That's no. You can't read like a regular person.
Reading
the hell type of
like
shit is
a
this?
Regular person. That's who I am. I'm regular. Okay, listen, niggas, listen, pitching to the contest. I'm trying to help you out here. You ready? Niggas with attitude, who you fooling? Y'all niggas just phony. Who said that? Break it down in your mind. Break it down. Break it down in your mind.
I give up.
You didn't even think about it. You didn't even think about it. Break it down. What I say? I'm going to read it again. Niggas with attitude. Niggas with attitudes. Right? Who you fooling? Y'all niggas.
Ice Cube.
Just phony. Exactly. See? Ice Cubington said that in the No Vaseline diss record to NWA, aka Niggas with Attitude.
I had a conversation. Talk to me. I know, you know, it's not going to be long.
Sidebar?
Yeah, sidebar. Since you brought that up.
Uh-huh.
I was having this conversation about his diss.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think his diss record is one of the legendary diss records?
Of course, absolutely. They say it's top five for sure. Top five diss records of all time.
Top five, top ten. Depending on how people think and whatnot.
You gotta think about this, right? Like, we're talking about, like, late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
Rap is still, you know what I'm saying, doing this thing or whatever. Like, beef, though?
Was
yeah, we've
beef.
Had, no, we've had beef. Don't get me wrong. We've had beef in hip-hop between then and at that time when it first started from, you know, NWA. But we never heard a shit fucking diss like that. No, like, straight coming at niggas directly at your dome piece. We ain't hear that at that time.
Yeah. I was telling people, somebody in prison was like, what? No, it's not.
But shout out to Ice Cube for creating one of those. I was just like,
okay. I guess y'all don't listen to Ice Cube as much. All right. I just don't know much.
So you ready?
Yeah, come on.
Okay. I'm going to let you pick a number between 1 and 3.
2.
Okay, 2. Okay, your success is not enough. You want to be hard. Knowing that you get knocked, you'll get fucked in the yard. Who said that? I'll repeat it for you if you need me to.
Yeah.
Okay. It says, your success is not enough. You want to be hard. Knowing that you'll get knocked, you'll get fucked in the yard. Who said that? Beef edition. Beef lyrics edition.
Hmm.
I feel like you know it. I feel vibes. You feel me? I feel waves between us. It feels a little foggy, but I feel like you have an idea, but you're second guessing yourself right now.
I'm not even gonna lie to you. I hate that she's actually know that I am.
Yo, listen.
I'm really
am I psychic?
That.
Am I that bitch? Am I the what? Listen, call me now for your free tarot reading.
Okay.
Okay, you want to call me 1-800 718-368?
Nas? No,
close.
Not
close.
No, Nas would not. Nas don't sound like that. No.
Okay,
his words, no.
Okay, come on. I give you 2 more chances. I give you 3 strikes and you out, because, you know, I'm being nice. So you got 2 more strikes. I read it again. You want me to read it again?
Yeah, read it one more time.
Okay, one more time. Okay. Your success is not enough. You want to be hard. Knowing that you'll get knocked, you'll get fucked in the yard.
50?
Correct. Now, what song?
I can't. My head
that's
is.
That's too much. That's too much. That's too much.
Yeah.
That's too much.
I would have to hear another part from the verse
the
or something.
Answer
like,
is back down. The answer is back down.
What made me really... I picked Nas first because of the line in it when it said your career is not...
Not enough?
Yeah. But then I was like, nah, Nas is not like that. He, you know?
What did he say? Your boss is a Pop-Tart. He's sweet in the middle. You want to be something... claim his life to be
oh,
hood.
Shit. Look at me.
He want to be Suge. Something like that or whatever. But the answer is 50 Cent. Back down. Come on, give me 5. Come on, that's 2 for 2. Let's go. All
yeah.
Right. All right. Pick a number. Pick 1 or 3. 1 or 3.
3.
All right. Cool. All right. I ain't going to lie. This one might be a little tough for you. This might be a little tough.
That's fine.
Oh, that is so cute. That is so cute. Sorry, guys. Okay, let me see. When he tells you he's a genius, but it's clearer lately, it's been hard for him to look in the mirror lately.
When he told you he's a genius.
When he tells you he's a genius, but it's clearer lately, it's been hard for him to look in the mirror lately.
It's been harder for him to look in the mirror lately. Kanye?
No. Strike one. Strike number one. It's not Kanye. I will explain everything after your three guesses.
Jada?
Coming up with my own pause music. I'm sorry? Jadakiss? Is that your second answer?
Yeah.
Incorrect. One more.
Nah, I'm not guessing no more.
One more. Come on. One more guess. You might as well fucking use it. Come on. Jay? As in
Hove. And there's only one motherfucking Jay.
Ooh, spicy. It is not.
Ain't no other Jay.
It is not Jay-Z, but it's actually J. Cole.
Oh yeah, I'm not a fan. I'm not gonna know that. Like,
here go though.
That's excluded.
Here go the shit though. The part is he was talking about Kanye, though, with the genius part. The song is called False Prophets.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't know that. No.
Listen, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, nah, you got me with that one. I wouldn't know that.
It was good. I mean, listen.
Hey, you got that. All right,
here's the last one. I should have did five, but yeah, I ain't had time. All right, so listen. When I was pushing weight, mm-hmm. back in 88, you was a ballerina. I got the pictures. I seen you. When I was pushing weight back in 88, you was a ballerina. I got the pictures. I seen you.
Biggie? No. It's not Pac. It's not Biggie. I'm over here trying to rap this shit in my head right now. Like,
all right, keep singing it. You want me to repeat it? You want me to say it one more time? Well, you got it locked in.
No, I got it.
Okay.
I'm just trying to repeat it to see how...
You got three chances, though.
I know in my head that would come out and say some shit like that.
You have three opportunities to get it correct. Take a shot. Take a shot.
All right, my first shot is Hove. But I know it's probably not him, but...
What the fuck is that?
That was my first.
Nigga said I don't know, but I'm
gonna go with that first.
Okay.
So,
all right, it is Jay-Z.
Okay.
Now, can you tell me what song?
No, I can't tell you what song.
I'm not penalizing you. I'm just asking.
No. I literally can't tell you what song. I was rapping it in my head.
Trying to see how
a certain rapper would say it and how they sound on certain beats.
You niggas ain't mob deep. The whole trick is the crew. You little fucks. I got money stacks bigger than you. When I was pushing weight back in 88, you was a ballerina. I got the pictures. I seen you. Then you dropped Shook One. Switch your demeanor. Now we don't believe you. We need more people. Rockefeller, student of the game. We got me. All right. Okay, sorry. Nobody can read you dudes like we do. Don't let them gas you like chicken's ass and won't clap you. Trust me on this one. I'll detach you. Okay, sorry. That was good. I was going to do Ether too, but I feel like Ether's easy. You know what I'm saying? I feel like Ether, everybody knows Ether. Fuck Jay-Z. You would have got that. That'd have been easy. All right, good. So if you please, you know, let us know your scores as well too. Shout out to y'all, whoever's participating in the game. You know what I mean? Who said that beef edition? Everybody's beefing. So we decided to do, you know, beef edition today. Let's move on to what had happened was. Are you ready? Are you ready? Should I go in chronological order or should I go the fucking top of the list?
Don't really matter.
Okay, boom. Let's start with TikTok.
What happened with TikTok?
TikTok has been signed, and the TikTok ban has been signed into law by your man Joseph Biden. Basically, they have, if I'm not mistaken, 6 months to sell. 6 months to sell to a United States investor or buyer, or TikTok will be banned in the United States. And like, say if you decide, it'll be pulled from all app stores. So that's Google Play and whatever. Even if you have a VPN, you won't be able to update your fucking app after a while. So you can keep it, you can have it, but you know, as soon as that shit stops fucking up and you need to update that bitch, you're gonna be sick. This shit gonna be gone. So now we gotta fucking learn Chinese.
So it's not gonna be some English. All right, let me just go ahead and delete my TikTok now, cause like, yeah, I ain't with the bullshit with America and banning this app.
Oh my god!
Like, I'm about to go ahead and delete my TikTok, bro. Like,
I fuck with TikTok heavy. I be up on TikTok late night. TikTok is the food to the soul at this point. You know how much shit I've learned on TikTok that I have not learned in school? Shit I've learned on TikTok that I have not learned, like, anywhere else in college? None of that shit. Like,
that's a fact. Yo, I have almost 1,000 views on a certain video. Listen, like, this is insane.
What video?
Well, I have over 1,000. I have 1,300. I'm lit. I was mixing on TikTok when
I was telling you to get on TikTok, and you was telling me, fuck out of here. So funny. But anyway.
Man, it's about to get banned. I'm about to delete that shit.
I'm not. Listen, first of all, it's not going to get banned directly. They still have to go through the owner of TikTok. I forgot his name. Damn, I had it, but I lost it. But anyway, he said basically this is not the end for him. He said that he basically will be going to the fucking courts to file for all types of motions and lawsuits and whatnot. So this shit is going to drag the fuck out. So
of course
TikTok ain't going nowhere no fucking time soon. Please don't be alarmed. But if you feel the need to start saving your videos,
delete y'all shit. Save the summer's first.
I'm
of all,
not doing that. Where the fuck are we going from there? Like,
some of my videos where don't are we even going? Have the sound on it.
Where? That's because of UMG. UMG. That's first of all UMG.
That's whack.
Took their music off of TikTok. That's not their fault.
Like, that's whack.
Listen, that's on them.
This is what was making TikTok lit. Having songs on there, people doing dances, people doing certain things to it. Besides the lifestyle points and this and that. So it's like, alright. Can you shut up?
That's what I gotta learn. I wanna use TikTok.
You don't even know what you're singing.
I don't. I don't. That shit is funny because they interpret it as like, woman cheats.
So, y'all ain't shit. Y'all ain't shit.
Oh my god. Alright, let's
TikTok. Poor TikTok.
Shout out to TikTok. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully
y'all
they
did y'all thing, you know, since pandemic.
I'm not giving up on TikTok.
You might as well give
they
up.
They gonna make a new app and we gonna go to that shit. So,
exactly. Just like Vine.
Listen,
just
we're
like
not
all of other apps.
Let me say something. Bring back MySpace. Give me a top 8. Would I be in your top 8?
Bring back MySpace.
Would I be in your top 8?
No, you won't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I wouldn't even add you now.
You'd be in top 10.
No, I don't like that. No, fuck you. Fuck you in the click you. First of all, niggas used to beef over that shit.
I know.
I'm out of your top 8. Fuck out of here. Like,
hey, listen, it is what it is. Feel me? You
I used
top
to make it real simple.
10, like,
my top 8 was like half my motherfucking family anyway. It was
my top 8.
It was
wasn't...
two brothers, three of my fucking sisters, plus like two best friends, and we was done. So there was that.
Heard you.
Prayer. Yo, no. My shit used to be the shit. My shit used to be lit. Used to be able to come to my page.
I used to have a different girl every day.
Playing on the auto shit. And then I used to have shit.
I ain't gonna lie. I used to be TikTok. Look at me say, talking about TikTok. MySpace. My MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
You would have thought I was so elite with like all the stuff I used to do. I used to have the moving.
Yeah, because we was out here doing coding and shit. A fucking $65,000 a year trade at that time. We was doing that shit for free just because.
Yep. I was literally taking, copying and pasting and moving shit and doing this and having this and certain things. When you click this, this would do that. Like, I was elite. My page was probably one of the littest.
Okay, I don't know that.
Because I was mixy.
You still are.
No, I'm not. People know me. I don't know people.
The first step is acceptance. The first step is acceptance, mate. Gay. All right, let's move on. So, listen, they're basically still going off and, you know, basically if you want to support TikTok, please go to their page and go sign whatever the fuck they want you to sign. But anyway, let's move on. Like that. Step in and balance it if you like that. Bye, bye. Kanye West enters the beef ring. Pause.
Does he really?
He joins Metro Boomin, Future, Kendrick Lamar on team Metro, Pluto, Boomin, and jumps into the beef with Drake and throws J. Cole in that bitch as well, too, and comes out with the Like That remix. And he was like, you know, listen, the pussy get dry when you throw J. Cole on. Listen, I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I ain't never fucked a J. Cole. I ain't never had sex with J. Cole. I ain't never said throw that J. Cole on before a sexy time situation. So, with that being said...
I mean, he has workout songs I've heard.
No. Workout songs? Yeah.
Yeah, like, not, like going in the gym, workout
Workout. Songs. Have sex.
That's two different things.
Exactly. So... I ain't gonna lie, I laughed a little bit when he said that shit. I ain't gonna lie. It was funny. I listen, as a J. Cole fan, I am allowed to fucking laugh, okay? Fuck out of here. I'm not biased, okay? That shit was funny, okay? The nigga said, I can't think of a Drake line. Now that, you're lying, for sure, for sure. But it's okay. So Kanye enters the chat. He said basically they got together and it felt very energized to get Eliminate Drake. And I was just like, that was kind of whack, but whatever, I guess, like... I guess. And then, you know, Drake decided to put out his AI tailor-made joint for Kendrick Lamar and use AI Tupac and AI Snoop. And Snoop woke up and said, what the fuck is going
on?
He
sure did.
Tupac. He's talking about me.
he's not talking about you.
Yes, he is.
So, he's not alive. We're talking about him like he's in the present right now.
Tupac,
like, cut it out.
Tupac is in Cuba. You could not believe that shit if you want to.
He's not in Cuba. He's dust.
Dustin off his feet, off the sand in Cuba.
If he alive, Pablo Escobar too is.
I don't know about Pablo, but I do know Tupac Shakur. Tupacalypse now is in Cuba.
Right, right.
Yeah. I think he faked his own death. He's out
and
here.
All this high tech can yet detect him. Okay.
Nah, because it's Cuba.
Prayer.
So shout out to him though. But yeah, so you know, Snoop woke up and said, what the fuck is going on? And yikes.
Listen, he doesn't even want to be a part of it. If I was him, if Kendrick does have a diss record, I'm jumping on that diss record and telling Drake about himself to keep me out y'all beef, because you brought me into using my AI. And as for Tupacalypse. Was this Drake knew what he was doing using Dr. Dre beat, using West Coast rappers? Well, Tupac not really a West Coast rapper.
That man was shouting out West Coast until the day he took his last.
Listen.
Quote unquote.
You're from the East Coast. All right, cut it out.
He is from the East Coast. He's from fucking Brooklyn. You want to take it there?
Yeah, if you really want to take it there, you're from
Brooklyn.
You couldn't
tell that shit, but having a motherfucking song called California Love.
I mean, of course. Look what he did. Look what happened. His career was much bigger than it was on the West than it was in the East. So of course he's gonna rep the West. But it was smart of you. But now you're getting sued by his family, you dumbass.
Who, Drake?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to get into that. So what had happened was, right, so Tupac brother, who I've never heard of until now, came out and was like, yeah, we not fucking with that shit. So he was like, yeah, pull that shit down, period. So now Drake has removed TaylorMade from streaming services due to the cease and desist handed to him by Tupac's estate.
Hello.
You know, estate, because, you know, Tupac is, quote unquote, no longer here. Quote unquote.
He's not here with
us. Quote unquote.
So sad.
Quote unquote.
So sad.
I don't believe it. I believe that man is alive and well.
If you say so.
Okay. He might have died. He might have died like a couple years ago, but he didn't die in 97.
Uh-huh.
I mean 96. I'm sorry. Anyway, moving on. Speaking of other diss records. Go ahead.
Christopher Maurice Brown.
Go ahead.
TKO. Quavo. That's that. It's not much to talk about. That's a bad name. That's a woman's name. And you're a terrible rapper. You was never a good rapper.
You a bitch with dreads.
You're a hook specialist. That's what you are, and that's what you will always be.
Quavo.
You're a hook specialist. You're one of the best in the ad-libs from one of the best groups that has ever been made, put together in the hip-hop groups era. But other than that,
That's arguable. You can argue that.
No, not. That's what I'm saying. One of the best. I ain't say he was the best. I ain't say like they was the best. Like they claim, they think they are.
You can say you the weakest link got your whole group, nigga.
Like, nah, he really is. Your solo career is trash, bro.
Mama.
Like, I need you to understand that.
Chicken.
You're not, your solo career-wise is not doing anything for you. Whatever you're doing right now, making however you make your money, continue doing it. But like, yo, bro, that diss record you put out, dirt. I'm sorry.
So, right? I'm sorry.
You pointed some few pointers out, but then Saweetie came out and was just like, you're still in her DMs and so forth. Like,
did not and has not, as of today, refuted the fact that Chris Brown was hunching on her.
And you was in her DMs the same day she was with him at the USC game.
Hunching on.
In her DMs. Said,
y'all got some of that? Sweetie say, yeah, I got some of that sweet love.
And shit, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't type Sweetie?
Some of that sweet dick Willie.
Like, it is what it is, bro. And I need people to understand. People have is like, oh, now Chris Brown shit was whack. And this, oh, wow, Chris Brown is rapping. This is not the first time Chris Brown has rapped. He has plenty of freestyles that's been pretty dope on the radio stations that he's done with. So,
LA is that League. On streaming services?
No, it's not. It's only on YouTube.
God, I want it on streaming services.
You're not the only person that's been asking me why it's not on streaming services.
Yeah, call him.
And it's just like, bro, I don't know. He has it on YouTube. And I was like, he's posting the weakest link and this and that. Why you keep tapping me?
Call him and tell him to put it on streaming services.
You talking about call him? I don't have his number.
Well, you know who to call then to get the number to call him.
No, I'm not doing all that. Even though I'm situated with somebody that has worked this close with him and has a platinum record with him, I'm not doing that.
You know what? I do too. Never mind. I'm going to make a phone call.
Exactly. You could do the same thing I could do.
I know somebody who know that man that could get it then.
Yeah. Prayer. So you lit. So, you know, tell him, put
you
it
call, you call your people, so I'm going to call my people.
I'm not doing that.
Wow.
I'm not doing that.
Wow.
It's on YouTube. It got to play. It is what it is. He's not responding, so we're done. Like,
the
Quavo.
The only thing that. Let me see. Was there anything that pierced Chris Brown and that Quavo diss besides. You called him. Okay, you talked about Rihanna. Boo, tomato.
Everybody does that.
You talked about. You fucking Karrueche. Boo, tomato.
The only thing and always be said, when you said the group about what? How they was beat. They're known for beating women. Okay, most of the guys in the group has
what
had a.
Group?
OHB.
Oh, I don't know.
He said it meant for out here.
Oh, well, bull, tomato. And then you said, oh, he was a Michael Jackson crackhead.
Yeah.
You still compared him to the GOAT. Tomato. Baby boy, you had 72 hours. You couldn't call nobody? You ain't had no groupies to call and get no tea?
Oh, his groupies is Chris Brown's baby mothers. He claimed that they have all the tea.
They
but
do
little
all
do
the
you
team.
Know.
They all fuck with him, though, no?
They all fuck with him. And the only one he has had issues with was the very first one, which was with Royalty.
Uh-huh.
And we've all seen that on the internet, how it went
yeah,
left.
Yeah, but they locked in, though.
Exactly. So you have no... What tea are they going to give?
Tomato.
What, are they going to say he's a bad father?
Tomato.
I probably thought we would have heard that before.
Pretty. I don't know. They probably would have came out already.
So it was just like, all right,
bro. It'd have been in the news.
And the only thing I said I would save him is him putting Takeoff as AI on there.
Was it AI?
Yeah.
Oh, it was. That makes it even worse. I thought it was a fucking unreleased verse.
No.
Is that confirmed that it was AI, though?
That's what everybody is saying.
All right, that's not confirmed.
Okay, so we're going to say allegedly.
Allegedly,
even
AI.
Though it still sounds better with...
Damn. I mean, you just proved the fact that, you know, the best person, I mean, the best, you know, of the group was Takeoff. And
everybody knows that. Everybody knows that.
Damn.
And people thought they was slick trying to bring up the old problem situation between him and Offset in the comments years ago. I'm just like, yo, but y'all know how old. Yeah, I'm like, you know how old that
is?
Like,
I think Offset gonna mind his business on this one.
He definitely is gonna mind his business.
He should. Don't jump in. Don't.
I got nothing to do with you.
Don't jump in.
My boy been calling Quavo out since the basketball tournament.
Nigga say, yeah, Quavo, you a bitch ass nigga. Yeah, you.
Pull up.
Quavo, pull up.
Called you out twice.
He did. I saw the videos.
Twice.
And you did not.
And you didn't show up to play ball, bro.
You did not ten.
You soft.
All right, let's move on. Let's move on. Okay, so let's talk about, we still in the music situation. Fuck the Club Up.
Dirt.
Nicki Minaj dropped Fuck the Club Up remix with Travis Scott, Chris Brown, and Sexy Red. And I thought Chris Brown was going to float like he normally do, and he was too busy worried about Quavo's ass, so he let that shit fucking dry out.
Yep.
Because that shit was ass.
Yeah, it wasn't. As the you whole, see, it's not promoting as, the, it's not as big. As, no, nobody's talking about it.
It's been a week. Nobody is talking about this fucking song. Not a person.
She better drop another remix.
Nah, it's too late.
Nah, it's not too late. She could save it.
The problem is, she needed Meg Thee Stallion on that bitch, and she don't fuck with her no more.
And not just Meg Thee Stallion. The people the that she needed
up.
To be on
fuck
that
the,
beat.
Fuck the club up.
It should have been, fuck like you said, it should have been an old
fuck
girls.
The, fuck the club up.
Remix.
Fuck the club.
You could have had Meg. You could have had Lola.
Came on there and was like.
You could have, even on Lola, you could have had Lotto.
She don't fuck with her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You. The people she has on the remix fuck is the people that she knows she can still pull, that she has a good connection with. She's like, yeah, I could put you, I could put her. Nobody else is going to do it.
Somebody pull that. Somebody make that mix. Fuck the club.
Nobody's going to do it.
Fuck
the
club.
It's not doing as big as it should.
Shit is ass. Moving on. Taylor Swift also took shots at Kim Kardashian. What the fuck is going on?
She started fucking with an NFL player. She don't know how to act now. Like... Oh my God.
Bitch said,
bro.
Yeah, fuck that. First off, fuck that bitch in the click.
You see, you go black, you don't know how to act. You know, you go black, you don't know how
to
act, man.
You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys. I'm sorry. Taylor Swift said, yeah, fuck you in the click, you claim. And your kid gonna be singing my songs. Ow, sad.
Very sad.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I don't know. Taylor Swift.
Yo, it's 2024 in the music industry is going wild.
Listen, everybody want to beef. Everybody wants to beef.
Talk about beef. What? Matter of fact, are we even going to talk about this?
Talk about it.
Did you see the baby interview with Shaq on Shaq podcast?
Uh-huh.
He said a certain artist, everybody knows a certain artist. He didn't say names, though. How, you know how
a
the
lyricist.
Beef, a lyricist called him, was telling him like, yo, we should, you know how everybody's fake beefing right now. Well, not fake beefing. People is beefing in the industry right now. How about they start fake beefing for more interest and more,
to be
in this whole social media type thing, like, you know, so it could benefit both of them.
Who you think it is? I'll tell you who I think it is. I'm telling you. Who? I ask you first.
Who I think it is to call the baby? Meek.
Why? He too busy beating.
Nah, he gotta.
Diddy
he gotta.
Allegations.
Yeah, he gotta. He gotta get away from the Diddy allegations, bro.
Take that.
And he sound like a nigga that would do some shit like that.
But he said lyricist.
Meek is a lyricist. Meek, what? You don't think Meek is a lyricist?
Hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished when I dropped that ass on mine. Y'all thought it was.
Let me hear your thought. Who you thought?
Somebody said in the comments, and it kind of make a little, just a tad bit of sense. It may not be, now that I kind of think about it a little bit more, but I'm just going to throw it out there. Somebody said it could be Drina Lucas. And I was like,
he's not fish bait like that. Nah.
I don't know. But listen, you don't know these niggas behind the scenes.
Nah, because he's backing up Chris Brown.
You don't know these niggas.
Nah, he not like that. He not fish bait.
You don't know these niggas.
I promise you, he's probably a corny nigga.
Let me see. A lyricist that's ready to... Let me see. Lupe Fiasco.
It might be Kanye.
That nigga went on Coachella and was like, yeah, I'll be any nigga in a bat. Nobody asked you.
First of all, did you see him bust his ass and hurt himself in Coachella?
No.
Yeah.
That nigga said, yeah,
jumped
I'll
off the stage
any
and
nigga in a rap battle. Nobody want
to
see me.
But what if it's Kanye?
It's not Kanye. Kanye, he gonna call him up and make, he just would have said something.
Nah.
You know Kanye got like 5 different identifications, like.
I ain't gonna lie. I listened to that Like That remix. I kind of fuck with it. Just,
that shit is hard.
He's like, I just fucked your bitch in the Sean John tank top.
Did you see the picture with the Sean John tank top?
I did.
He's a funny man for that.
Kanye West sounded like old Kanye. He sounded like old Kanye in
Yo,
this.
Wait, hold on. Time out. Yo, first of all, I have to give her a round of applause, y'all. She listened to a Kanye remix song. I'm proud of her. You know how long I've been wanting her to go back to listen to some Kanye?
I'm not.
And it's been years.
This don't count as a remix.
What?
It's not his song. It's Metro's.
It doesn't matter. He jumped on it. And Metro, he makes it sound fire.
It don't matter. Listen, I've had this conversation even with your friends.
All right. But you need to we've just separate this, the craziness with the musical that. Geniusness. Yes, you can.
A musical geniusness.
Yes.
No. Kanye, let me tell you something. When Kanye loses himself, I cannot be...
That's fine. If he loses, he loses himself. But music is music.
Lose yourself in the music the moment you want it. You better never let it go.
Yeah, listen to what he said.
You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. Because what the fuck? You're not listening.
Listen, he had plenty of shots and he's still going.
Listen to Eminem. Eminem said it.
He had plenty. Eminem
you
shot
better
himself,
lose yourself.
Right? Eminem shot himself because he fell off.
On this 8 mile road.
All right. But
I'm proud of her. I'm
proud of her.
I listened to it. It reminded me of old Kanye. It kind of made me happier. Just a
he
smidge.
Off the meds. That's why.
He's on the meds. He needs to be on the meds. Not nah, he off. He needs to be on the meds.
Nah, he off. He needs to stay off. Maybe them just fucking with him.
I'm not. First of all, he coming out with Yeezy porn. You gonna watch it?
Yep. Yo, bro, I'm about to buy them Yeezy pods. I swear to God.
All right, but by the time you get it, nigga, it's gonna be fucking December. So
I don't care. I can wait on vacation. What's the problem?
Wow. Why you wanna buy it all of a sudden?
I heard it's very comfortable.
Wow. Who told you? Joe Budden?
No. Actually, that's crazy. I just seen his video today.
Nigga said these are very comfortable. You know, the bottom of it is flexible and it goes on the
right. Yeah, I was looking at a video today. I was just like, what the fuck? I was shocked he bought
Listen,
it.
Listen, it's 20 bucks. Go on, do your thing.
Everything is 20 bucks. I even seen a girl that was modeling the shirt. She was fire too yesterday at work. I was on break in the back in Soho. She was modeling.
Why you ain't bagging?
She had some good titties out. Her titties was just right. No, she had the flap in the jeans. I ain't like the jeans. I felt her short. It was jean shorts, but it wasn't shorts. It was like a 3/4 pants. You know? I felt it should have had like certain rips in it. I was, you know, I didn't want to critic her too much, but she still looked cute. She did her thing, you know, whoever was taking her photos and whatnot. She was doing her shit. Man, shout out to Yeezy. Yay.
Let's not get crazy. But okay. Okay. Let's move on. Let's move on to 50 Cent real quick and then we'll get into some other stuff.
50? So
50 Cent decided to open up. We didn't get to talk about it. Open up the G-Unit Studios in Shreveport, Louisiana. So go shout out to 50 Cent. They gave him the key to the city. And basically, he's creating jobs down there, creating a space down there. Hopefully, G-Unit, you know, production, studios, whatever the fuck you call it.
So we out?
Continue. What? You want to go down there? Let's do some shit.
Yeah, we applying and we out.
Yeah, we out. I'm out. I'm going to Louisiana.
We applying and we out.
We out. Fuck it. I'm with it. Let me be in a G-Unit. Let me be in Force or some shit like that or whatever. No, don't put me in Force. Put me in BMF. Let me get some old school shit going on. Nah. Your job, Turkey. So let me be in BMF or some shit. Also, yeah, so basically shout out to him or whatever. He decided to, you know, do his ones and twos over there and, you know, that's lit. Whatever case may be. You know what I mean? All right, so with that being said, I want to move on to sports. Are we doing Blazing Sports today? And if you don't got the sports, I got the sports. Cool,
what
I'll
Blazing
do it.
Sports? What are you talking about?
I'll do Blazing Sports. So, Watanabe, that nigga said, yeah, fuck all this shit. I want to go home.
He done with his 6-year NBA career. He said he's had enough. He's going to go back to Japan to play professionally for the rest of his career.
He's making more fucking money in Japan than he'll ever make here.
I mean, yeah, of course. You know, he's
ever.
Big time. And he'll get to play more. You know, he doesn't have to fight to get playing time.
Yeah, he
time.
Said plans to deny his player option here and go play in Japan.
And stuff, yeah. So, you know, he's going to be good. He's a solid. He was a solid player when he played in the league. He had his good run within the Nets. After that, it was like downhill.
I mean, he won't go home.
Hey, sometimes you just miss home. So, you know, it is what it is. Right. I respect it.
Per. We want to talk about that Laker and Nuggets game?
It's playoff
basketball. Okay, so wait a minute.
It's playoff basketball.
So that was game two. So by the time you hear this, game three didn't start yet by the time you get this episode, right? So what's your predictions for game three? Let's discuss that. So by the time they hear this, it'll already have been done. So now we hear your predictions.
My prediction? I think the 76ers win game three.
I said between the Lakers and the Nuggets.
Oh, shit.
You're talking about the Sixers and the Knicks. We ain't get to them yet.
Oh. Lakers, I think they're going to win game three just because of how everything went downhill in game two. Them blowing the 20-point lead. Them not getting the calls towards the end.
You think the refs getting paid?
I don't think the refs not getting... I don't think so. Not anymore. Not anymore.
Okay.
But I do think the officiating is a little sus. I mean, I understand it's playoff basketball. It's a lot tougher, you know, this and that. But certain calls need to be made.
Okay.
This is why they have the replay center in New York. So it's like, yo, what the fuck? I hope, you know, the refs will probably, like, try to be a little more lenient for both teams. Because they have been calling no calls on both sides. But the obvious shit needs to be called. And it needs to be done correctly. Respectfully. Like. Let's not let it get out of hand, y'all.
Well, fuck it.
So,
all right,
but
now,
I have the Lakers
winning
game three.
Lakers winning game three, and you have the Sixers winning game three.
Yes.
Against the Knicks.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think nobody's going to get swept the first round.
Listen, it's a possibility. Let's see what the vibes is and whatnot. All right, so any more Blazing Sports before we move on? Any more you got besides we get into the main situation? Don't talk about it. Talk about anything else besides that part. We're gonna get into that.
What part?
Boxing.
No, not that. No, okay. I'm talking about people's upset that Caitlin Clark didn't go to Ice Cube thing.
To Big Three.
What it is she's making money outside of the WNBA, but also her signing that big Nike deal.
Can we discuss that? Did you see the other deals that she was offered?
Yes. Under Armour deal was much better, like everybody else was saying.
4 years for...
She was making... I don't want to say it incorrectly. Let me...
All right, so Nike deal is $28 million over 8 years. Under Armour was 4 years, and I think it was 16 million, if I'm not mistaken.
Something
and then
like
Adidas,
that.
I heard Adidas pulled out, and I heard that, who else pulled out? Somebody else pulled out. I can't remember what it was. Damn, I can't remember what it was. All right, he gonna research it out. Pull it out.
Where was this?
But also, in the meantime, between time, they said it was 2.1 million views for the WNBA draft, which is the highest ever fucking ever. And then they said that all of Caitlin Clark's jerseys have been sold out. All of Angel Reese's. And what's the other girl? I keep forgetting her fucking... Yes, her. I can't remember her fucking name. I'm sorry, sweetheart. It's not because I don't...
Cardoza.
Cardoza. I'm going to remember that three times. Cardoza. Now I got it. Also, all three of their jerseys have been sold out. So Shaq said, please show up. Shaq said, listen, to support, show up, buy their shit, and fucking support them. So that's how they get their money up, the revenue up. If y'all show up, they going to get more money. Hello? There. I'm just saying. WNBA ain't what it used to be. We've had this conversation several times,
it's growing bigger by the day.
I don't fuck with that shit. And I'd be like, you should fuck with that shit because the energy be fucking intense in that bitch. And honestly and truthfully, you'll probably have more fun at a WNBA game than you will at an NBA game. Because, I mean, at least at Barclays, because you know, at least the Liberty probably gonna fucking win. I said what I said.
Hey.
Liberty gonna probably win. Oh, moving. Okay, why you looking for Caitlin Clark? Let's go back to Meg Thee Stallion real quick because I'm just gonna go into her really quick. While you doing your research? So Meg Thee Stallion, right? She's being sued by a photographer that was working with her. The photographer said that he had a weird work environment with Meg Thee Stallion. He said that they was out overseas, and she started getting freaky in the car with a woman, and he was locked in the car, and he felt uncomfortable because he couldn't get out. And he said that the very next day she asked him, was he in the car? He told her, yeah, girl, I was in a fucking car. And she said, yeah, keep that to yourself. Don't bring that up to nobody. And then he's suing her and Roc Nation and Hot Girl, her production company. Don't get me to tell you wrong. Never mind. He sued all three of them, her personally, her entertainment company, and Roc Nation for not getting paid properly because he was hired as a contractor. And then in California, if you're paid as a contractor, you have to have three type of stipulations before you are considered a contractor. And if you're an employee and all this other dumb shit. Now, here go the tea, though. The tea is the people started doing a little bit of digging onto this particular photographer's information and kind of find out he's a barb.
Ooh.
It was like he was like in Nicki Minaj's tweets and things of that nature. And they said that they fired him once the claims are allegedly she fired him once she found out that he was a secret barb. And now he's suing for the mentees that he felt like he was owed. So, yikes. Pick a team and pick a side and stick there. You found it or no?
I found the Nike deal, which you said already.
All right, boom. So, boom. Here's the deal. Fuck it. Whatever. Google the fucking Under Armour shit.
Under Armour was...
Yeah, I was right. So 4 years for $16 million.
For $16 million, yeah.
So, they said that she could have renegotiated at the end of year four and probably would have made more with Under Armour. But you know what, Nike?
Not only that.
She went for the brand, man. She went for the brand.
Yeah, it's more for brand than name, obviously.
Which is like, $3.5 million a year anyway within the 8 years or something like that.
What the thing is, salary regardless. She could have been the new face of Curry brand, because after Under Armour, Curry has his own brand under there.
Let me ask you a question.
She could have been the face of the thing.
Let me ask you a question.
Just like Curry was the face of Under Armour.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
When have you ever said, yo, let me throw that Under Armour on?
Believe it or not, kids. I haven't, but kids have. And people haven't realized is Nike fell off a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Yeah. Tell me why.
You lost one of your best sneakers. You lost one of your best sneaker deals ever by clipping Kyrie from Nike.
Tell me why.
That was one of your biggest sales ever.
All right, who dropped the Giannis deal? Who was that? Adidas?
Yeah, Adidas too. Adidas was just like, yo, we're not going to sign your brother too. So Giannis said, yeah, all right, fuck that. I'm going to go with Nike because they signed me and my brother.
What the fuck we're talking about?
Basically, he said on his his brother's podcast.
Giannis.
Between him picking his... The sneaker endorsement he wants to choose, it was between Nike and Adidas, the last two. He told Adidas, hey, if you sign my brother with me, we have a deal. They said, nope.
They said, hell
no. He said, deuces, went with Nike. They took his brother under him, and that's that. He's looking up for his family and then for his brothers and family for the rest of his career, so I understand that. He probably does the same thing for Milwaukee Bucks. Probably that's why his brother's still there, which is why we all been wondering why, because his brother's ass.
That's why Adidas ain't want to sign his fucking brother, because who the fuck buy his sneakers if he's ass?
Giannis don't give a fuck. Giannis said, I'm the MVP, I'm a two-time MVP, I'm a defensive player of the year.
Buying the sneakers.
It is what it is, so you know. But I feel like, you know, it is like you said, she went for the brand. I wish her the best. I still don't think she deserves a signature deal yet. Her own shoe yet. Because she's just entering the WNBA. Because Asia Wilson deserves one over her.
You know, we're not going to get into the whys.
You know what it
is. Y'all want to get into the truth?
No. We all know what it was. It's only literally, with the amount of superstar talent that's in the WNBA, it's only two women that have signature shoes.
And what do they have in common?
And they both on Liberty.
And what do they have in common? Okay. Oh, okay. Are they this color or this color? Okay. Copy that. Because what the
But
fuck?
Then again, we all know why Stewie has one.
I don't know why. Wow.
She's one of the greats. She's one of the greats.
Okay.
And she signed with a deal that's... She signed with a brand that had just started becoming into the basketball world. which is Puma. Sabrina had just got her deal, so she's with Nike.
Okay. So you know, let me not talk my shit, because I definitely got a pair of sneakers. Let me not talk my shit. Yo. I definitely got a pair. I got a pair of Stewies and a Cred. But yeah, I mean, listen, at the end of the day, WNBA is definitely growing. Let's see what it do. I say the next 10 years, it's definitely going to look different than it has in the last 20.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
For sure.
It's going to be much bigger sales.
I'm just waiting for Libby to bring home the championship much bigger so that attendance. I can be on the float.
You want to be on the float?
I want to be on the float.
I don't want to be on the float. Why not? I want to be in the street, front row, bugging out.
I don't want to be on the top of the float. I want to be on the bottom. I want to be on the bottom of the float.
I'm going to be drunk.
So if I want to jump off and go about my business, I can do that. You feel me? But I want to be on the bottom.
Wow.
But I want to be there. I feel like we fucking deserve it.
Nah, we do. We'll get one.
We fucking deserve a parade. Could you imagine a fucking parade downtown Brooklyn? Shit, it'd be lit.
It's going to be up.
Turnt.
It's going to be up. It's going to be up. It's lit. It's lit.
And stuck.
We going to get one. We bringing one home.
Facts. All right, cool. Let's get into boxing. Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney happened this past weekend. If you was betting on Everybody Black, you lost a lot of money this weekend. That nigga got his ass whizzazazazipped. Okay.
Whooped. Like I said he would. Whoops. That boy can't take a motherfucking hit. He's soft. He's pussy. And that's that.
You got knocked the fuck out several times, baby boy.
Looking like he in the pool with Diddy.
That shit was... I said, fight back. Get
nigga
up.
Nigga had no legs, bro. He was wobbling. Like
said, wobbly, the wobble, ref wobble, saved wobble, him twice. Wobble.
Yo, I gotta say this.
Say it. Spit it.
For the judge who had this fight as a draw, what drugs you was taking that night? Please explain to me. How did you get a 112-112 at the end of that fight?
He was being paid. How? Under the table.
Yo, when I tell you the crowd was just like, no way, like impossible. Like, I understand Haney might have won a couple rounds because it was a 12-round fight. But bro, you have it as a draw? You wanted a rematch that bad?
Yeah.
He should never ref those fights again. I swear to God.
And...
because it's crazy.
Listen to me.
Haney had no chance. You know, let me tell you where it fucked up from the
okay,
jump.
Okay, go ahead.
From round one. As soon as Ryan attacked him, it was just like, oh, shit. Fuck, my game plan fucked up. I don't think he was expecting Ryan to just jump at him from the jump.
Let me say this, right? Let me say this part. Because at the end of the fight, and he did his post-fight interview, and he said to him, the interviewer said to him, he said, that left hand, right? You knew about Ryan Garcia's left hand. You knew how lethal he was with his left hand. This motherfucker gonna say to the goddamn interviewer, I just was caught sleeping. Round one, nigga? Round one, you was
the
caught.
Bell just
my nigga. You how you sleeping round one? You not even like okay round six. You know you kind of
nigga caught
like,
me slipping. I
you
put
gotta,
my hand
you got
down.
Me slipping. You know what I'm saying? I kind of you know no round one.
Man,
tap your shit, daze your shit. Round one, sad.
That's what really fucked them up.
Listen, I was going to bet on that fight, and I called my brother, because, you know, that's who, you know, he my financial advisor in life. And I called him, and I said, let's be real. I said, I'm looking at it on FanDuel. What should I do? Should I throw a little $20, 20 bucks on this shit in favor of Haney? He was like, I'm going to be honest with you. I wouldn't even bet. He said, it's too close to call. He said, because, yeah, Ryan Garcia, he's more powerful. He told me that. He said he's more powerful than Haney. And he said, but honestly, he's been wilding out, so you really don't know. So if I was you, I probably just wouldn't bet on this fight. And I said, you know what? I'm going to listen to you, and I'm going to pull all my motherfucking bets. And that's what I did. So did not lose any money fucking with Devin Haney.
And as in, I gained no money with Ryan Garcia, but you know, it was too much to call because even a reporter, I asked, I was like, what you thinking? It was like, I'm probably going to go with Devin, but in the end, look what happened. Like, that nigga Ryan Garcia started mocking this nigga at the end of the fucking fight. Nigga started doing the stanky leg.
Started dancing, shaking.
Nigga did the stanky leg. Nigga
doing emotes at him. Like, you would have thought it was a video game.
Now, did you see his father, Devin Haney's father, and Mayweather getting into it?
Oh, yeah.
Mayweather said, Mayweather is really full of himself, but I respect it. What is my record under the lights, nigga? He said, what is my record under the lights? He was like, what is your record in life? He said, what is my record in life? Is the same as under the lights. What are you saying to me? Mayweather said, my record under the lights is the same in life. Undefeated. Nothing that you can't compete with me.
He did smart investments. He fought smart. He did what he was supposed to do. He's doing what he's supposed to do now after you retire. He's making smart moves. He's thinking like a businessman at the end of the day.
But his father said that he felt like Mayweather was blocking him on a lot of plays and a lot of deals and whatnot. I mean, who knows the...
I mean, he probably was because he was talking a lot of... He was talking hot.
I don't know, Chad. But all Devin, I know
Devin
is...
Devin Haney's father talks hot. He talks very crazy. I understand Ryan you backing Garcia, your son up and this and that.
You ready for rounds? You ready for the rematch?
Ain't no rematch. Haney's not going up to 145. He's going to stay at 140 because he still has the belt. Because Ryan Garcia missed the weight. So that's why he didn't get the belt, even though he defeated him.
What, $1.2 million he paid or something like that?
$1.5
million. $1.5
million. $500K for every
motherfucking pound.
So he had to pay him $1.5 million. But at the end of the day, Ryan still won because he bet on himself. So he got some bread off of that.
He said, you think I'm crazy?
Yeah, I always knew he wasn't crazy. He was doing that shit for publicity. Publicity stunt. Nobody was really talking about the fight. You know, you got to do whatever you can to try to hype the fight up so you can sell and so forth. Especially now that knowing Ryan probably already knew, yo, I'm not making this weight, so I don't give a fuck. I'm going to do whatever the fuck I got to do now. Because I'm going to go in this ring to whoop that boy's ass. And that's exactly what he did. You saw his shirt when he came in above
this. I whoop your head, boy.
His shirt said, murder on my mind.
And then it said RIP on the back.
And that's exactly what he did to that boy.
I whoop your head, boy.
Violated him. And you come... Hey, you come up with 21 Savage? And you lose?
Damn.
That's why 21 left early. He already knew what it was.
21 said, yeah, let me get the fuck out of here early.
That nigga was sitting ringside.
Nigga said, I got paid to do my motherfucking
right across from
twos.
Me. And that nigga said, he tapped his security, and he bounced.
That, first of all, Mike Tyson was in the building.
Yeah, Mike Tyson was there. Yo, very cool person. First time meeting him in person, first time shaking his hand. Man, hands is huge. My hands look like a fucking miniature shit look compared to him. Shook his hand, very nice person, everything. All I'm going to say is, he told me one thing. He was like, yo, because people kept bothering him. He said, yo, can you just let them know I'm calling this and that? You know what ticked in my head? I do not want to see this man...
Bite your ear off?
Bite my ear off. Fuck that. I don't want to see him get angry. Yo, I don't want to see that other side of him.
Wait, when is his fight with Jake Paul? It happened already.
Nah, it didn't happen yet. It's coming up soon.
Oh.
In the summer, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't want to see that other side of him and he started a blackout. And all types of shit. I'm like, yeah.
Holyfield was there at the fight, too.
Yeah, it was Holyfield there. B-Hop was there. Oscar De La Hoya, because it was their production team and all that. Golden Boy and stuff. So, you know, it was a good amount. I think Danny Garcia was there.
Let's see what's up.
What's the name was there, too?
Who?
Daniel Jacobs.
Okay.
Yeah, he was there. You know, he's from Brooklyn, too.
All right, now, listen. I just want to know, what was the conversation when you got back to the car?
The what?
For Haney. I just want to know, what was that like when you saw your homies?
Oh. You got fucked up, my boy. They were saying he had a broken jaw, allegedly. But
damn.
I don't think it was.
I mean, he did rough him up a little bit. He did fuck you up a little bit.
I mean, it did. He got fucked up, bro. It is what it is. It yeah, you brag and you still got the belt and so forth and whatnot.
Yeah,
but
you got the belt, but
you gave us a disappointing fight.
Facts.
You look like you couldn't even beat Garcia.
You was too focused on Diddy. Take that.
Like, your head wasn't straight. He fucked you up, and that's that. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like, sorry.
Okay. Shout out to those who won, who bet
money. And my boy Tech was talking his shit. On Twitter.
What he said?
Calling out. He was calling. He, first of all, he called Devin Haney's father like 7 times. Telling him to pick up the phone. because he was trolling him, because he was talking a whole lot of shit. Yikes. So he's trying to get in contact with him. And then he told Ryan, yo, Ryan, we outside, everything on me. You won, you beat that nigga ass. Like, it's good. Basically, he's basically letting him know, like, he's not taking the foot off his gas. Like, he's next. He got to get his on, too. Damn. So he called out one of Haney's fighters.
Okay.
And said, you can get your ass whooped, too.
Damn.
And then he didn't forget to tag the person he's getting ready to fight in June, saying, like, you better be prepared. Because
I'll whoop your ass, too.
Yeah.
I'll whoop your head, boy.
So he's letting people know, you know, his fight coming up. Both undefeated, Frank Martin versus him. You know, big money fight. Tanks bring the money, as everybody knows.
Sure.
Even Shakur Stevenson was talking shit, too, but nobody really worried about you, bro. You got to go fight other people first before you try to, you know, come talk with the big dogs. We know you're nice. We know you can fight, but you go level up first.
Let's see what happens. All right, so fuck it. Now we know what the vibes is. You know, shout out to Ryan Garcia. You know, listen, that nigga won that fight fair and motherfucking square.
Sure all right. Did.
All right, so let's move on. So we're going to move on to the put me on of the night of the episode. Do you have a put me on for today? Do you have a put me on being put?
I just want to say this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a bank.
You know who?
I'm not a bank. But let me not even say I'm not a bank. So basically, yeah, I would like to know why women feel comfortable asking another man to get them something, knowing their status of the relationship. They're just cool, cordial, was nothing more, never did that, never did nothing like that. We're talking. Let's just say I bring up to you, like, hey, yo, let's go on a trip or this and that. And out the blue, you just be like,
are you paying for the trip?
Yes. Nigga. I don't mean to say it like that, but goddamn. Why are y'all so comfortable doing that?
You want to answer or you just want to vent?
I'm venting, but you can answer. Okay. And it might be vice versa also, okay, which is wrong as well. But I'm just saying, that happened to me today, and it was just like, nah, get the fuck out of here.
Yikes.
It's just like, and I don't mean it that way. You know, I'm cordial with the person and this and that. I just had to let the person know, like, I'm not a bank. I work hard for my money, and I'm going to spend it on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And same way I'm paying shit bit by bit to make sure I, you know, do what I got to do and this and that, you should do the same. And I just put thumbs up, and it was just like, all right, yeah, then that's it, like. So, yeah, if you still want to do this trip, then we can do this trip. If not, then, you know, that's just what it is. Like, but okay. I don't get it. I didn't feel like that was the right situation for you to do that. I know, but, and if, do women do that? It's corny. Girl the fuck up.
I will say this, right? So, it kind of goes to an example of, like, the first date situation, right? We've had this conversation before, right? And
right.
It's like, oh, if who asks who out on the date, who pays for the date type okay. thing, right? So, like, if you ask a young lady out on a date, you are expected to pay for
right,
the date,
right?
Right? The same thing goes with vacationing as well, too, sometimes, depending on the situation. Depending on the situation, right? So if it is a situation where you asking somebody who's new, yeah, not on the same time in, it's another, whatever, then you asking me to accompany you somewhere, then they are expected for you to come out of pocket for them. You may not like it, but that's just the way of the wave of
nah,
it.
Nah, I don't see it the same. But I get what you're saying. I get what you're
or
saying.
Whatever. So now vice versa, if I ask a guy to go on a trip or whatever case may be, I'm not expected to come out of pocket for him. I'm just expected either to pay my portion or that's it. Or he's supposed to pay everything. Like, that's
but
just...
You just said if you ask him.
If I ask him. Yeah, because the guy is quote-unquote supposed to pay.
That's crazy.
Quote-unquote.
Why can't work the same way you just said for if a guy asks a woman?
Because the guy is supposed to be the provider.
And what if quote, the woman is the provider?
Quote-unquote. Supposed to provide for her and not for you.
Yo, that's wicked. That's very wicked.
Is it wicked or yes. is that traditional? Let's keep it a buck. Like, traditional.
Are we really calling this traditional?
Traditional, because, like, a back trip is, in, traditional a trip is a trip. Back in the day?
We never
is
said
it a trip?
Any. Yes,
is
it is.
Is it a trip?
Yes, it is.
It's a trip.
It's not something we're doing something together. Yes. But it's not as like a very first date or like it's something like that. We can split a trip. Or if unless that person that you're about to go on a trip with is comfortable doing that no matter what, like, yo, we planning this trip. Don't worry about it. All you got to do is pay for this.
Is this
you
okay.
letting the person know
because
ahead
of because
time.
Of the status of the person it matters because if this
yes
was, if this was your girl you are expected to pay you're cool
yeah
with
nah
that.
No if ands or buts yeah yeah y'all gonna take turns if y'all want to take turns or if that's just what that person does in their relationship that's all they do is just you don't gotta worry about this understandable but if it's just two people just yo let's go nah I'm not expected to pay shit for you I'm sorry
I mean you are. To be honest, but you may not, you may
yeah,
not
once
like.
We, yeah, once
you
we get
okay, listen,
yeah,
you don't
once
like
we get
the answer,
there,
but the answer is you're expected to pay.
But yeah, once we get there, if I feel like paying for something for you, like
you
we go out and it's
expected
right.
to pay. That's just what
well,
all right.
Well, y'all can kiss
I,
my
you don't
ass.
Like the listen,
you know what it is?
I know you don't like the answer.
Yeah,
but
I don't like the answer.
This is what it is.
It is what it is. But you know what my solution to that is.
To the solution to that. Hold on. The solution to that is to be upfront about it. Like, listen, hi, I would like for you to come on a trip or whatever case may be. I would like to, you know, you take care of this, and this, or split this trip with me, or you could pay for your accommodations and whatnot. And I would like for you to accompany me on a trip. But if you just keep it a buck in the beginning that you would like for her to pay her way, you would avoid a lot of bullshit,
right,
to be honest.
You're right, but we're talking about today's women.
I'm telling you with today's women.
Yeah.
Tell her what's up from jump. Tell her, like, listen, I would like for you to pay your way. And she has the right to be like, I'm not with that. Or I can be like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, no. Yeah, but today's women, some of them don't want to hear that. It's just, all right, fuck you, motherfucker. They going to tell you.
Listen,
gonna
but
to
the thing,
this,
but
this
hold on.
But
no,
let me say
not,
my solution
hold,
to that,
wait,
though.
Wait, listen, but isn't that, I'm answering your thing, but isn't that not easier for you? If the girl be like, fuck out of here, I don't want to deal with that shit, is that not easier for you so you ain't got to deal with the...
Yeah, it is, but what if that's the person I really want to go to?
Don't matter. Listen, it doesn't matter.
See,
if you want to go...
Wrong.
What you mean? If you tell a girl you want her to pay her way... And she says, I'm not with that shit. And she doesn't want to do that shit with you anymore. You're like, oh, but I still want her to go. You're not willing to put the money up for her. Then you're getting out of the situation at that. And you don't got to deal with the fuckery or the bullshit. She already told you she's not interested in that shit. Whatever, however you presented it to her. That's a win for you because now you ain't got to deal with that. Now you can find you somebody else who you can
yeah,
either be on the same
I'm
level
sorry.
With.
You're going to be a dub, a whole
you
dub.
You can be on the
book.
Same level with or come
me.
Out of pocket. It's
you
one of the
hit
two.
Me. Nah, but let me... My solution is, right, one, let me offer that up before you just come out of nowhere and just say something in the conversation.
So in the conversation, she brought it up first?
Yeah.
Not you.
No.
You just said, let's go on a trip. And she said, oh, you going to pay?
Yeah. Nah, that's not how
like,
it goes.
You was like, hell no.
You damn fucking right.
So she said, hell no. Like, so...
No, she said hell no. She was just like, okay.
She's like,
but I know what I'm
that
okay.
That
yeah.
not okay, man.
Yeah, man.
Hell no.
Like, yeah, all right, now
no
you
trip.
Know me.
Ain't
left
no
on red.
Left on red. So sad.
There's nothing more to talk about.
So sad.
There's nothing more to talk about. I'm sorry. And my other solution to that is...
What else?
Solo trips. Taking it from you. That's what I'm gonna start doing. Moving forward. And that's my put me on for today, y'all. I you told KJ that too. I'm about to start doing solo trips. He's like, shit, that's a mood, bro. Feel
listen,
me? So yeah.
Listen,
that's the
I'm
mood.
Never against solo trips.
You're right. And I'm taking a chapter from your book. Feel me? Just
listen, solo trips are lit. I don't
put it down. I'm out. That's that.
Listen, my best trip was solo. I ain't gonna give it all back. I had a fabulous time when I went to Aruba. Like,
so you feel me?
I still believe that, but you know. I'm sorry?
Nothing, guy. You can tell you put me on that.
I went to Aruba by myself, my nigga. Like, I showed you my fucking room, and you still was like, somebody was there. And I'm like, nigga, there's nobody here.
All right. All right.
I did like this. I did a whole 360 for you, and you still like, yeah, somebody was
there. Because you're doing a 360 like this, y'all, and
you
can't
mean?
Turn
I'm
and...
holding the... What the fuck is a 360? To show you the whole fucking room.
Yes, but the way you turn the pencil could be turning the opposite way, too, so it don't look like...
Much.
You feel me?
It's too
yo,
much.
Yo, man, listen.
My question is...
you got to know how to finesse a high certain shit sometimes.
Here's
feel
my
me?
Question,
like,
right?
Just like when people be on FaceTime sometimes and be like, yo, what you looking at? Where you at? You got
to
feel
me?
Just
me. Answer this question for me. Who the fuck are you for me to hide a whole person from you for days? You spoke to me several days on this trip.
It doesn't matter.
You spoke to me several...
It doesn't matter. I didn't speak to you FaceTime because you had bad service.
My man's. As I was in getting ready for, as your niece sung me happy birthday, right? Right. You heard nothing in the background but us talking.
That
right?
person could have never been there at the time. Like, it's okay.
I don't need to lie to you. Who are you for me to lie to?
That's right. You probably just trying to pull a me because you know I be hot as shit. So, you know.
I'm trying to pull a you because you be hot as shit. Y'all hear this, ladies and gentlemen?
I'm just saying. Yo, listen, if you went by yourself, you went by yourself. I'm taking a page in your book, and I'm going to start doing solo trips. If all women is about to be thinking like, I'm about to be paying all trips all the fucking time. What's wrong with you paying for a trip? I fuck with you heavy, and I want to deal with you, okay. I want you to be my girlfriend, uh-huh. I have no issue paying for the whole trip, and okay. you not having to be worried about anything.
So you don't want her to be your girlfriend, you just want her to be somebody on a trip?
Yeah, we just be cool, cordial, just go on a trip. Friends, go on a trip. Let's go.
Friends,
go on a trip. If my other main friends can't go on a trip with me, I'm going to be like, yo, what you want to do? Especially if you posting about shit that I want to take a trip.
What type of... The question, right? I got more questions on this. Because you have to know the type of people that you are dealing with when you are asking these questions of going on trips. Let's keep it a buck. You know what I'm saying? Like, you getting to know somebody, you want to take them on a trip. From you meeting this girl, she knew? She knew or not knew?
No.
She not knew?
No.
Okay, you've known her for a little bit, enough to know what type of person when it come to shit, when it come to putting money down for shit.
Nah.
No?
Okay. No.
All right. Well, maybe that's something that you should have kind of gotten into. These questions that you start asking, like, do you like to go 50-50 on shit? Like, start asking them fucking questions. Start asking what's their favorite color.
I don't think I've ever started a conversation or trying to get to know somebody saying, hey, what's your favorite color? This and that. No. You gonna vibe with me or not?
You gotta start asking questions like, how you feel about Black Lives Matter? You racist?
Yo. Lord of mercy.
You know what I'm saying? What's your relationship with your mama? You got siblings? I asked a nigga one time, you got siblings? Nigga said, what's that?
Wow.
You mean like brothers and sisters? I say, yeah, this ain't gonna work. This ain't gonna fucking work. I said, you know what? Listen, I'm gonna keep it about what you play. This ain't gonna work out. I'm just not feeling this connection between you and I. I wish you the best. I hope you find what you're looking for. Have a good day. Blocked.
Respect it.
Nigga said, like brothers and sisters? I ain't never in my whole life. I'm good. I like, can't.
What does sibling
what
mean?
I don't know. What
it he means thought, a different thing to
I don't know what he thought siblings meant. I don't know.
It is what it is.
Anywho,
what you put me on?
I really don't got one. I've been kind of macking, chilling. Matter of fact, I'm lying. I do have one. This came up yesterday. I want to say this. If you are in a situation where you are unhappy and you allow that shit to linger, it is literally your own fucking fault. And I'm going to tell you why. If you don't give the person who you are with the opportunity to fix their wrongs in your situation and you decide to mask it under the rug and then you allow it to linger and fucking fester, it is your own fault. And how you deal with it is on you because you didn't give your partner the opportunity or the opening to fix the problem in order to make it work within your relationship. So if you let it fester in the negative on your own and let it fester at your soul and your mind and your spirit, it's your own fucking fault. We're too grown for that. Let's give the people the opportunity to fix it. And if they don't want to fix it, then fuck them. And move the fuck on. And let's stop holding on to people and talking to people that we don't need to have in our life longer than they need to be. Some people are around for literally a fucking season. Literally one fucking season. Some people are just here to show you what's up. Some people are here to just kind of test you to see where you at in life. And that's the fuck it. Like, y'all be holding on to people just because we comfortable. And I get it. I've done it too. I've held on to people who were around me just because I know you. I fuck with you. I'm around you. I know you. I'd rather the known than the unknown. But it didn't do nothing for me. So fuck all that. Yeah, fuck all that. Period. Done. Cut motherfuckers off. I uncousined a cousin. I unsistered a sister. I don't give a fuck. I will cut you off. Done. Period. But that's all I got for today. Make sure y'all follow us at I Am Miss True Says on everything. He is Blaze, BLAZZE _ on Instagram because he won't follow you on nothing else. And mate, what about TikTok? Is that your name on TikTok? What's your name on TikTok?
I don't know. Don't follow me on TikTok. Whatever. I'm deleting TikTok.
No, it doesn't matter. Whatever.
I'm deleting that shit.
You're a liar. But anyway, so
okay.
TikTok brings me so much joy. But anyway, also make sure you hit us up at MissTruthSays@gmail.com if you have any questions, comments, or concerns as well too. Please get in tune with our linktree.com/MBT Radio. It has all the links to every fucking platform that we are on. We are also on YouTube as well too. Also, let me see. Do I have any birthday shout outs? No, I don't have any. Taurus season is coming. Jesus Christ, it's a bunch of y'all. Here we go. Surviving a Taurus, coming soon. Surviving a Taurus, coming soon. I love y'all so
Surviving
much.
What?
Surviving a Taurus. I said Taurus season is coming. It's a bunch of them. I'm not ready.
Oh, yeah. Please don't remind me.
Mother's Day is coming, too. I'm also not ready. I need to get my money. I need to do some overtime.
Wait, that's a fact.
Wait, they cut it at MTA. Never mind. Fuck it. Anyway, so...
We love y'all.
We love you guys. Make Deuces. Sure y'all stay tuned.
Stay healthy.
Stay healthy.
Be prepared for the summer. Stay safe and stay have a
hydrated.
Good time.
Edges slicked. You know what I'm saying?
Get your haircuts,
don't
fellas.
Don't let a nigga who don't wash between his butt cheeks push you off, please.
Go take care of your hygiene. Women as well. And what,
don't
for,
let a
you know,
bitch who let the water hit her toes piss right? you off, fellas.
And smoke up. Enjoy
smoke,
life.
Smoke, live life.
And
oh,
drink.
Yeah, 420. We didn't even talk about 420. Did you get lit for 420?
We just at work.
Oh. You didn't get lit for 420. I got lit for 420.
I got lit after.
I got lit before work, in between the works.
Yeah, I was definitely getting lit.
Listen, somebody tag Chris Brown and tell him I want to try his strand of weed. Thank you, guys. Peace and blessings. Bye.
Love y'all. Deuces.
You want to report on what the truth is? Roaring intrusive, exclusive. My two senses long for the nuisance. The periodicals I used to read for the news clips. Now nothing but the truth. I get my tea for the blueprints. Peruse with the info. Glued in with kinfolk. Whether good or bad, it be the news that we tenfold. I render my thoughts to the game. My mind blenders. So I blaze the facts with the truth. My grind splendor. Nobody beats the biz. I was taught to. I be the biz. Put respect on our name when you talking. The Gina kids, you usually don't hear me, but on the contrary, I told sis to be my wish to give them this for the daily one.